Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your very late, I'm sorry, edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yes, it's Thursday, June 11th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, so all the hoopla over the last few days has been Apple Music's coming. What's Spotify going to do? Well, apparently Spotify's going to toot its own horn right now. First thing they're going to toot about is getting $526 million in funding. Yeah, to cripple Apple Music when it comes along. Well, at least that's what they're hoping for. Spotify has also announced that they now have doubled their users from 10 million all the way up to 20 million paying subscribers. Of the 20 million subscribers, they say they now have reached 75 million users. So those people, no, they're not paying. But 20 million of us, probably me and you, yeah, we're paying for it. We're doing it. Spotify saying it's also paid out $3 billion in royalties to artists, too. Probably everybody except Taylor Swift. After Spotify announced its new round of funding, they say the value of the company now is around $8.5 billion. It's amazing that a company can be worth $8.5 billion and still yet to actually have turned a profit. That's business for you. Regardless, Spotify, I'm still with you. Staying in the streaming realm, hey, you want to go to Marriott? But you know, I don't want to watch cable and satellite crap, whatever they got in those rooms. It sucks. I miss my Netflix. Well, if you're one of these vacationers that feels like, I don't want to open up my laptop, or I don't really like watching a movie on my iPad, well, Marriott is here to your rescue, because yes, indeed, they're going to let you watch Netflix on their hotel TV. Now, of course, this is only going to apply for Marriott guests in the United States, starting out, but people will be able to log into their Netflix accounts just like they do in their own living room. Marriott says they have created an adapted version of the Netflix app, which will be available on its internet-connected TVs. Now, if you've always wanted to try out Netflix, but you think, I don't have an account, you know, big deal to me. Well, you can try out that 30-day free trial from just sitting there on your hotel bed. Whatever you do, don't forget to log out when you leave. Very important. Well, if you're bored with Facebook Messenger, guess what? We've got games now to keep us entertained while we're in the app. I'm not in it that much. I don't know about yourself. Now, Facebook recently did reveal they would open up Messenger's platform to third-party apps. The first true game on the app? Doodle Draw. Yeah, Doodle Draw. Doodle, doodle, doodle. So what's Doodle Draw? Well, I'll tell you. It's basically Zuckerberg's version of Pictionary. It suggests a word, then you draw it on the screen, and then you share it with Facebook or privately with your friends on Messenger. From there, your friends or whoever will try to fill in the blanks and guess what the heck you're trying to draw. And just like with any game, of course, you can earn points with this, but there's a major drawback to that. That being you earn points by getting friends to participate. And that's probably going to cause a lot of freaking spam and then probably a lot of friends that aren't your friends anymore. Regardless, if you've updated your Facebook message app, it's already there, ready to doodle for you. Just don't overdoodle, okay? Kind of infused of cell phone news stories here on the BTN News Show today. This one's coming over from Android. Android's camera app's got a new update, version 2.5. And according to the folks over at Android Police, this is some pretty cool stuff. It's got a burst fire mode on this new update that will automatically find the best image. You know, like when you take a whole bunch of pictures, well, it's going to reach in there and say, hey, this is the best one. This is what I'm going to give you. The phone then is going to analyze the photos based on the list of criteria like the number of faces, eyes open, and sharpness. From there, it's going to give you a short list of the best frames. And then it'll allow you to save them or just spam all your friends on Facebook. And finally, we all love our toaster ovens. No, not microwave ovens. I'm just going back a little bit more. I'm talking about a toaster oven. Thing is about it, though, you're always hearing about smart refrigerators and smart appliances and all this. You never hear about a smart toaster oven, no. Well, until now. The toaster is called June. How fitting, because it is June. It's a tabletop oven that's going to combine cutting-edge heating elements, sensors all over the thing, and then a built-in computer that's going to cook whatever you stuck in there, all nice and juicy or whatever it is. This is a high-tech toaster oven, I'm telling you. It's got an NVIDIA Tegra K1 chip. It's got a 2.3 gigahertz quad-core processor paired with a 5-inch touchscreen. Mind you, that's full HD. It's also got a camera on the thing. Why would you need a camera on a toaster oven? Well, that camera's for posting pictures of your latest food creations. And you can send that up to Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. You know, all your friends out there that don't really care. Innovative about this toaster oven is its new heating elements. They're made of carbon fiber and are promised to reach maximum power in just 5 freaking seconds. That's quick. That is quick. So let me guess, you're thinking, oh my goodness gracious, I want to throw out my toaster oven now and I got to get this thing. How much does it cost? $1,495 for a toaster oven. Now, mind you, this is the introductory price. Yeah, I sound like a salesman now, don't I? Before July 10th, you got to give a $95 deposit on the thing. And when it's finally available, you'll pay the additional $1,400. If you're really interested in it, though, you've got to act now. Because the price is going to go up to $2,995 when it hits the store shelves. $3,000 for a toaster oven. I'm going to stick to my rubbery food in the microwave. Thank you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Oh, yes, indeed. Tomorrow is Friday, and we'll be back at you right here, getting you caught up on the next 24 hours or so of the best tech news. Until then, hope your Thursday's going well. As I know, it's a little bit late, so I hope you're sliding right through it, and I hope you're thinking of Friday, because we're almost there. Anyways, I hope you've had a good day. I hope you continue to have a good day. And thank you, as always, for listening.